sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, who is an investigative reporter for 30 years with the lived and practiced in Israel, and was getting very, very close to the very essence of the evil that dominates that nation. And eventually, because of threats on his life, he was forced to move to the United States. We like to have him on because he can keep us abreast of what's really going on in Israel from the point of view of a Jewish person who believes in, certainly in the government there, and yet, of course, sees the terrible things that a small group of people who've seized power are doing, specifically of Peres, the current president of Israel, who, although he's 90 years of age, is certainly one of the most evil men in the world. But, Barry, why don't you bring us up to date on what's going on over there with the conflict, the threat of wars, and how certainly what's going on in Syria and Egypt may very well have an impact on Israel. What are we going to be talking about this morning?
Yeah, well, for you, I always, what can you say? I take the news of the week and I say, what shall I tell Dr. Stan? And then later on, I tell it to other people. All right, here's the information for Dr. Stan this week. You ready?
Yep.
All righty. Look, my source, I've come to rely on him basically because he hasn't been all that wrong. And I know he lives in Shomron, and I know who he is. Just take it that it's my source for the time being. One day I'll ask him if I can expose him, but for now, no. Here's his report. All right, about Israel. The majority, quote, of course, the majority don't know that except for a general call-up, the military is on maximum alert. The government is, in quiet ways, preparing, but not much can be done with 100,000 incoming rockets per hour. What is being done is to let people in certain areas know that water distribution points will be set up in the streets. Old age and convalescent home staff have been visited by the army to inform them how to prepare. And then he adds, you know, personally, we are having 500 liters of water delivered today, along with auxiliary cooking facilities, stuff I guess we don't, well, you know, it adds a little understanding that there are people preparing for something coming up. I mean, he tells me he buys vegetables and fruits, a big deal. The fact is that there is major preparation going on, and I'm going to dive into that. You have to look. I talk to Israel. People don't know how much trouble they may be in. Well, leave it be. He does. And, well, what he's saying is that the army is as good as ready to go. And, you know, personally, my nephew was given a call-up notice, hasn't been home in 10 days, and all this stuff that kind of adds up that there's a major security call-up, let's just say alert, going on in Israel. Now, look, I'm going to give you stuff that may or may not be relevant, but I think you should know it. Now, Channel 10 is the second commercial TV channel in Israel. They have a report, well, it's from En Kodesh, it's somewhere near Hebron, leave it at that, that a major nationalist activist is Shin Bet bait agent. In other words, she's an agent of the Internal Security Service. I'm going to give you their quotes. All right, get ready for the quote. The escortish man reportedly gathered his friends and admitted to them that he had been working with the Shin Bet for some time and had passed on information on anti-Arab activity to the Shin Bet, including information that helped to thwart attacks. But here's the big one. Quote, the man himself was complicit in several of the attacks, he reported. Now, for those who don't understand, if you want to put, it's a sting, all right? And by the way, we'll talk about that. The point is, surprise, he was the one generating the attacks that got Jews arrested. Look, he isn't the only one, all right? Now, the Arut Sheva News reported on another, again, Shomron, that's northern Judea and Samaria, is also, quote, working with the Shin Bet. Oh, boy, I'm going to dive into how my little adventures. He recently revealed that the Shin Bet sometimes has female employees tempt married Jewish men into betraying their wives, then uses the evidence of the betrayal to blackmail the men. Surprise! You know, something like that happened in New York, and you got two of the victims running for the mayor. Let's go back to Israel. It's an old method. Now, this one little, call it an adventure. I was at a conference near the Hilton Hotel, and I went in there. I don't know. I can't recall why, but I went from the conference to the Hilton, sat down, and in came, and by the way, I kicked myself all night trying to think what his name was, a major, major nationalist, I believe from Gush Etzion. The name will come to me, and I respected him. You know, I fell into the trap. He showed up. But what was weird about it, he asked if my car was the white Fiat in the lot. First of all, what does he care? Secondly, how do you know that? And that hit me immediately. How would he get info like that? And for what purpose? And then he left. And then this woman sat down, and, well, she was looking real sexy. And she got up eventually, but she left her purse behind. And I said to her, look, I didn't cheat on the wife. I was a good hubby. Oops.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
But attempt men to seduce men so that they can actually blackmail those men. And if anybody doesn't believe that sort of thing goes on here in the United States, so I would simply ask yourself, how many women do you know would have a dress that was a nice dress that had stains on it from an intimate sexual relationship with the President of the United States and not get that dress cleaned? Does that make sense to you? Why would any woman keep a dress that she couldn't wear because it had sexual stains on it? Well, very simply, Monica Lewinsky was paid, assigned to seduce the President of the United States so they could control him. They did. But they do this with all sorts of people. General Petraeus, the director of the CIA, certainly, I believe, was intentionally seduced. They could use that as a distraction after all the voting irregularities last November. And did we talk about all the voting irregularities that brought Barack Obama to the presidency? No. We talked about, of course, that terrible General Petraeus, who certainly made a terrible, terrible mistake. He should have been smarter than that. But he was the director of the CIA, and what would you expect from a director of the CIA? Well, they want to control them, ladies and gentlemen. They want to control them. Go right ahead, Barry. Tell us what's going on over there in Israel.
You forgot about Spitzer and Weiner, but what the heck? Yeah. So, look, I'm at the Hilton. I meet a nationalist who I admire. He was American-born. He was really a nationalist, I thought, until he asked if my car was the white Fiat. And I'll go into that briefly. Look, the lady that sat down, attractive, left her purse on the table and took off. At first, I said, tell the lady she forgot her purse. Something hit me that says, don't take the bait. She came back, sat down for a little more. You know, you can tempt a man. There are signals. You spread your legs at the right time. You know, there are ways to tempt a man. But, again, I never cheated on a marriage. When I'm in one, I don't do that. So she got up again, left the person again. I said, I'm not going to do it. I don't know why. She, you know, I was young and active then too, but I didn't take the bait. Now, there was an incident with that car. And shortly after, I gave a lecture in Beit Shemesh. Now, there's a turnoff to get to Beit Shemesh. There was a police car at the beginning of the turnoff, and halfway in, the back of my car exploded. One tire was blown off. I'm not going to go into the mechanic who checked and said, what the hell just happened to your tire? The fact is, I should have gone straight over. But somehow I didn't. And I gave my lecture. It was quite a lecture. Well, I had in that lecture, he was a voter. How do we put this? security for a voting booth. It doesn't matter. The election of 1997 that put Netanyahu in power was totally rigged. Peres actually won. Netanyahu blackmails him over Peres, over Rabin. Nonetheless, I survived that one. And Lord knows who put something in my back tire that should have sent me rolling over into the ditch. Look, this business of security, what they think is security, they're protecting themselves. They're certainly not protecting the people, right? What you consider security breach may not be a breach against you. Well, I interviewed, and I wrote this article this week, and it's costing me readers. They're kind of shocked. And, well, it was called Israel, Curse of the Jews. And I went through what this internal security was doing. What it's going to do eventually is going to cause a major, major disaster for the Jews of Israel. But I'm not going to give the thesis of that. I'm going to talk about the internal security. Now, there was a rabbi, his name was Uzi Meshulam, who exposed the disappearances of 4,500 Yemenite children. He invited me first to his home, then he was arrested, then to his prison, and I explained this. I don't know why, but he asked me to be spokesman for his movement, and the more I learned about it, heck, I've got a big mouth and I can write, why shouldn't I? So I accept it. Now, here is what Uzi Meshulam told me from prison. He told me plenty of things, but back to the Shin Bet, the internal security, and I'm going to quote. Meshulam told me why he wanted this meeting. The Shifras family had assumed control of this movement, and he was now certain that they were Shabak, that's internal security, infiltrators, destroying his movement from within. He wanted me to take over as spokesman. I accepted, but Ora Shifras would have nothing to do with it. She is the wife of this. Leave it at that. The Yemenite people are innately modest and mild-mannered. I had my advocates, but none could find the wherewithal to stand up to the feisty Ashkenazi lady who had shanghaied their fight for justice. Besides Ora, the Shifras family boasts their husband and son, both Hebrew University academicians, royal boy. Academicians, good, that's my word. The imprisoned followers of Rabbi Meshulam included the son, who was suspected of being a snitch even while incarcerated. Give the family credit for a remarkable show. It was Ora who showed me the photos of the cages in which the Yemenite infants were flown to America. And it was she who showed me the scarred bodies of the survivors of the experiments which she claimed took place at the Biological Institute in Nes Ziona. This Shin Bet, this internal security, look, I don't know why. All I was doing was writing. I was just being a journalist. For goodness sake, you're allowed to be that. But this internal security, they tried to knock me off in the car. Later on, it got worse. But they did knock off Uzi Meshulam. He died the same day that Shimon Peres held his 90th birthday bash in Israel. If he didn't die that same day, I wouldn't have written that article. It was, you know, in remembrance of Uzi Meshulam. While Peres was having his birthday cake blown out by Barbara Streisand, this guy died a vegetable. He returned from prison, never opened his mouth, never left his sofa.
Barry, I'm sure our listeners out there, Chris, the story of the Yemenite children, over 4,000 of them, actually were kidnapped in Israel, and they were sent to the United States to be used for experimental purposes for radiation. It was a deal between Perez and the United States. We gave him the equipment for building the bomb, and he gave us the Yemenite children to use in experiments with how much radiation they would be able to absorb. They did the same thing with the ringworm children. 100,000 Sephardic children were experimented in Israel under the guise, certainly, of wanting to treat the ringworm on their scalp. Basically, they wanted to radiate their heads to find out how much it would take to kill them, and they found out. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it was 120. When you include them all, including the Yemenites, it was 120,000 Sephardic children. All their brains were blasted with gamma rays way above, until that point, the human being could take. 6,000 of them died within a year of getting treatment for ringworm. And Israel got away with it. Look, it wasn't until 77 when Begin became prime minister that we got rid of the labor Zionists, but they controlled him, and it's a terrible story of Dayan and Ezra Weitzman and giving up the Sinai. Now look what happened there. First of all, I'm going to read again. The National Anti-Terror Unit, okay, on Sunday issued a travel warning for Sinai. This is a place we gave up for peace, you know. Well, let's not forget that. It's gone, but they warned Israelis in the Sinai to come home immediately. And then the quote, given the deteriorating security situation in Sinai, which includes numerous violent clashes between groups, along with intelligence we have received about possible terror attacks. By the way, yesterday, a police station in Rafah was blown up and people were killed. The Sinai is in utter chaos right now, all right? All right. The warning will continue. Strongly suggest that Israelis avoid the Sinai altogether. What Israelis going to go into the Sinai in the first place? Believe it or not, there are still people who believe in peace and that we got peace for the Sinai that are still apparently going to the Sinai. And quote again, including the popular resort of Taba on the border near Eilat. Israel gave up in those days, $35 million hotel at Taba to the Egyptians. Well, you can't go there anymore. Over the weekend, quote again, angry riots broke out in El Arish. For your listeners, it's about halfway between Israel and Egypt on the Mediterranean coast. We gave that up as well. Now they've got riots between pro and anti-Morsi groups and the Egyptian army. Now pay attention to this. Announced that it was moving troops and tanks into the Sinai in order to root out Muslim Brotherhood and pro-Morsi groups. All right. And it gets worse, this announcement. Israelis are likely to be targeted in the coming days, with terror groups seeking to kidnap them for ransom or political purpose. And then the National Anti-Terror Unit strongly warns against traveling to Sinai and strongly suggests that those already there return home immediately. Oh, my goodness, who in their right mind would go to the Sinai anyways? But apparently there are enough Israelis still deluded enough to go there that they had to issue this. What they didn't say, which a lot of people now know, a war council was established in the Sinai. It was a coalition between Hamas, Jihad Islami, and Al-Qaeda link. Salafists. The Sinai is a terror state, with the Egyptian government sending its army in there. If you don't know this, there's another war going on. Forget Egypt and Tahrir Square. Oh, and by the way, guess who was named yesterday the deputy prime minister of Egypt? Mohammed El-Baridei, which from the beginning of the so-called Arab Spring, he was directing the Arab Spring, arrived in Egypt, I think it was the day Mubarak fell and took over the action. Now he's deputy prime minister. I assume he'll be, something will happen to the prime minister and he'll take over.
Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shavish. But Israel would appear on the verge of a nuclear conflict. We'll be back in a moment here at the Civic.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return, and may God bless America. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. The full-line gun store and indoor shooting range. The largest gun safe dealer in Colorado. For information, call 472-5600. That's 970-472-5600. Or visit rmss.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here, there's so much that the American people really don't care. I was reading this morning, I got up early, and reading about this Muslim who beheaded two Americans. He beheaded two Americans in New Jersey. You're not hearing about that sort of thing. You're not supposed to know about it. Fortunately, you can go off on the Internet and look up about the Muslim fellow in New Jersey who beheaded two Christians and certainly buried their bodies, the heads one place, the bodies the rest. I mean, this would be on the front page of our papers? Of course not. For the same reason, you're not hearing about how Israel is beginning to mobilize in preparation for a conflict. Right now, we're not talking about sometime in the near future, but this would appear to be very, very imminent. And back to Barry Shemesh. Barry, go ahead, pick up the story.
Yeah, your story.
Sinai and what's going on there.
Yeah, well, you had a good story. How do you behead them? With what?
Well, I suppose with a machete, something of the sort. Anyway, look it up on the Internet. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I said, oh, certainly there's no way they could conceal something like that in New Jersey, beheading people. Well, you'll look it up on the Internet. You can find the articles, but you won't find it through the regular means of communication in America, because we already live in a vacuum. We get what we're supposed to get, and they tell us what they want us to hear. They focus our attention on the Zimmerman trial, and they totally ignore the beheading of a couple of Christians there in New Jersey. But go ahead.
All right. All I know is
off. Kill them and then chop the heads off.
Well, all I know is that beheading isn't so simple. Henry VIII had no one knew how to make it painless until the guillotine came along. One swipe of a machete didn't do it. It was a very agonizing and slow death. All right, let's go back to Egypt and the Sinai. Look, the Americans, now let's understand that in the past 18 months, Mark Holmes ships, I imagine they're transport ships, have sent to Egypt, they've sent 72 Mark Holmes ships. Here's what America gave Egypt in the last 18 months, and I'm sure they're coming in very useful. 3,300 M1 Abrams tanks, 9,000 armored personnel carriers, 1,900 M109 self-propelled 155-millimeter artillery guns. They can do a ton of damage, 1,900. You know, you don't use 1,900 in a war. 260 AH-74 helicopter gunships. What does Egypt need? 200, you know, Israel's got 260 in its entire air force. And 125 F-16 fighter jets. Again, what can you say? Israel's got maybe 600 jets of all kinds, including trainers, in its air force. What does Egypt need 125 F-16s for? And, of course, tons of ordnance to shoot from these systems. This is all in the last 18 months. This is what America's done to fuel whatever is going on in Egypt. And in the Sinai, the army is really, really well prepared for it, thanks to America. Why.
People really don't understand. They hear what you're saying, and it doesn't quite make sense. They want to turn off. Well, go back and look at the Iraq-Iranian war back in the 1980s, and we were financing both sides. We were supplying weapons to both sides. That's how you get a war going. Go back and study who it was who built the weapons for the Germans during World War II. General Motors, General Electric, IBM, AT&T, all the great America. Ford was over there building the weapons for the Germans. You can't have a war unless you got weapons, and we're arming Egypt for a major conflict. Go ahead.
Funny you should bring up Germany. There's something, again, you're not going to hear about it, but nonetheless, the newspaper Bild Zeitung sued to see the file on Adolf Eichmann. But the Federal Administrative Court of Germany said the intelligence agency was within its rights to black out the documents. Now, all right. They weren't within their rights. In theory, you have a free press and all that baloney. Is the press not free? It isn't free, all right. Now, why would they block out? And by the way, the government add to the report, reportedly had thousands of Eichmann documents destroyed. Now, why did they destroy them? And why are the remaining few documents forbidden for the public to see? Oh, boy. You talk Eichmann. There's a book. It's called Perfidy. It was written by Ben Hecht. Ben Hecht was a very famous script writer. He wrote the script to the 30s classic, The Front Page, for example. He investigated it was the murder, the death in the hospital by two Shabak internal security agents. They murdered someone named Rudolf Kastner. He had changed his name to Israel Kastner. Why? Because he was in Hungary, dressed as a Nazi, negotiating with Eichmann. He got 3,500 of the right Jews out into Palestine. The rest, he just... Look, Eichmann said, we need 700 trucks. The war is about to end. We've got a lot of loot. Give us 700 trucks, and you can save all 800,000 Jews in Budapest and in Hungary. And, well, of course, the Jewish agency would do anything to save the lives of 800,000 Jews. They didn't. Kastner said, we want 3,500. Here are their names. To hell with the rest. Perfidy is a very, you know, I'm going to be just like
the
Ben
book.
Hecht.
You want people to read the book by Ben Hecht on perfidy. A story that most people have never heard. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm heading in his direction, I got to say. It should. Look, the Jews know all about perfidy, and they know all. They know about Kastner, and they know about Eichmann, and it's a long story. The Jews have blocked it out of their heads. And, look, I can't tell you that I understand why. Actually, I have a story I'm going to relate later. It may help in understanding this. But nonetheless, Perfidy by Ben Hecht should be read to understand what the labor Zionists were doing with the Nazis. All right?
We're working right along with them. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, will you tell our listeners how they get in touch with you, get your books, and they get to your PayPal button?
Oh, thank you. I will do that. I'll put one of my books. I'm not going to go into... look, I don't have the technology to take my new book, The Stinger, Not the Stung, and put it in with the other books. Well, it's separate. You go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, write in my name in the search box. That's Shamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. Eight of the books are under that name. The Stinger, Not the Stung, it's only 4 months old, and it's up to date. Write in Shamish, The Stinger, Not the Stung, I suppose. You'll get there. Oh, and my website is barryshamish.com, and Tom Mack is still putting up my stuff, Good for Tom, including the latest article. Now let's get, oh yeah, I do have a PayPal button, and folks, I'm real grateful. If you want me to keep on doing this research, well, you help out, and I thank you personally. All right, let us, oh, the PayPal button's at the bottom of barryshamish.com. All right, let's go back to this business that the Germans will not allow the Eichmann documents to be released to the public. Well, the reason is they don't want another perfidy. The truth is, it's damaging to Germany, but that's not the big truth. The big truth is that Rudolf Kastner and Adolf Eichmann were playing cards with the lives of 800,000 Jews. Eichmann said, take them, we need a few trucks. And the Jewish agency said, to hell with them. We've got a short list of names. Get them to Palestine, to hell with the rest. This was perfidy. And I am going to end up like Ben Hecht. I'm telling you, you can't. You know, it's not just the Jews who can't have their reality disturbed. For some reason, boy, it's Christians. I mean, they've built an Israel around myths and legends. You've got these critches thinking it's some sort of miracle that the Jews have returned. It wasn't a miracle. It was the finagling of these incredibly awful labor Zionists. Once they understand that, they'll see Israel wasn't founded as a miracle. They're going to have to revive their explanations. That's not how it got founded. Oh, boy. To work on that, I'm having enough trouble with Jews without diving into Christians. You got to know the truth and then rewrite your theology. As it stands right now, it's based on nothing. Nothing. Now, look, I'm going to give you a story. You reminded me of something that kind of explains the Jews. When I was in the army, in the last, 3 months of my regular duty, my unit was taken over, but not just incompetent officers. You're talking sexually harassing officers. And there was no morale. Something was being done by this horrible leadership. I went to the controller of the IDF, a legend in Israel for justice, And I said to him, you got to meet with me or there's going to be a tragedy in my unit. His name was Chaim Laskoff. I met him in person, and he took me seriously. I was convincing. He sent over an inspector, and I walked with him soldier by soldier. They all clammed up, all of them. They didn't, none of them backed me. And I watched this. I said, where is this cowardice coming from? Well, really? Look, I did what, well, here's what happened, all right. When I left the Army, within, what was, 2-3 months, two suicide attempts in my unit of, what, 35 soldiers. One was successful. The other left the poor soldier paralyzed for life. This in my unit. Laskov eventually, they didn't investigate so much as move the officers away. Apparently on the sheet was written the words. This is what I heard from other soldiers after finally there was an investigation after two suicides. Hakayel Chamis Sadak, he wrote, the soldier Chamish was right. Look, I'm not sure why in war these guys might have been good soldiers. Some might have run, some might have stood up, but outside of war, they were all cowards. And, well, that's Israel. And that's why perfidy, which was a brilliant expose of what these labor Zionists were doing with the Nazis, why it's long buried. I suppose go to Google and write in perfidy Ben Hecht, that's H-E-C-H-T. I suppose somewhere you can get it, but that, along with the transfer agreement, are buried by the Jewish people, and they've got to know this. Israel wasn't a miracle. Israel was seeped in well, all of the early Zionist leaders, all of them, Weizmann, Ben-Gurion, Dayan, Peres, Golda Meir, Rabin, they were all a bunch of anti-Semitic thugs. Unless that's understood, you ain't got Israel.
Why did they form Israel if they didn't like Israelis?
They were going to do a new Judaism. Labor sign, oh boy, then you have to go to the roots of Sabbateanism and English Freemasonry, and it becomes a very, very cultic. They wanted a new Judaism. They didn't want religious Jews screwing it up. They want to create a hedonistic Israel.
We're out of time. God bless you, Barry. We'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. phone, 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-965-7804, 1-800-965-7804, 1-800-965-7804.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Doc, and certainly Barry Shamish's position is that a state of Israel was established by a sect of Israelis, the so-called labor Zionists, who hate the traditional Jewish religion. The conservative Jews want to form a new type of Judaism, having nothing to do with the worship of the God of the Bible. And when you understand that, why so much of what's gone is makes sense. On the other hand, remember that God does work in the affairs of men, and God had predicted 2,000 years ago that Israel would be reformed. So if you don't take God into the equation, why, of course, you can see what men are doing and what they're up to. But then, of course, between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity. There's an infinite quality of difference. And it was predicted 2,000 years ago that at this time, at least I believe it's at this time, that Israel would be reformed as a nation. And it was reformed as a nation. Irrespective of how it came about, it was. And there is within Israel today a contingent, about half the population, are fundamental Jews who believe in the Old Testament and the teachings there. Now, we as Christians wouldn't necessarily agree with all they agree, because they're looking forward to the return of the Messiah, who many of us fear will be the Antichrist. But be that as it may, we're living in truly exciting times. Israel certainly is mobilizing in preparation for a conflict, and you're not hearing about it here in America any more than most Americans have heard about those two Christians who were beheaded in New Jersey by a Muslim, and this is just recently. How would you conceal something like that? You control the media, and the media is rigidly controlled. Fortunately, we do have the Internet. Fortunately, you can check everything I say, and hopefully you'll find that what we're saying is right. We try to get you the information you're not going to get elsewhere. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get my talk on the Agenda 21, the covert plan. It will give you great insight into what's going on and the dark and sinister spiritual forces that are guiding the course of world events today.
Stan, am I still on the show?
What?
We're out of time.
Barry, program's over. What?
Am I still on, or are we out of time?
No. Basically, the program's over.
It was a
program.
Very good show.
So
I enjoyed it.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I hope you enjoy our interviews with Barry, because he gives you an entirely different perspective of what's going on today. And I think it's important that you understand what he says. He's researched this all of his life. He is dedicated to Israel, because he loves the Jewish people. He is Jewish. He believes in their beliefs. And it's important we understand, because he gives us a perspective you're not going to get elsewhere. Well, we hope you'll get our material. We hope you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. Well, you can read our newsletters. You can certainly watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs, and as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and certainly they're available live there 4 hours a day, and of course you can listen to the archive programs 24 hours a day. Tell others, get them to listen, get them to understand that they're not going to get the truth on the regular media, and then for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-7000.